Welcome to Shomar Shavah Nadav, Shir Sponsor, Lui Nishma, Sam Yaakov Shom, Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that there's 12 hours during the day. And what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu do, so to speak, in those 12 hours? The first 3 hours, he's Oisek B'Torah. The second 3 hours, he's Dan Sa'olam, and then goes to Kisedin the Kisei Rachmim. The next 3 hours, he is Mefarnes Sa'olam. He sustains the world. And the last 3 hours, he is Yoshev Misachek im Aliv Yosson. Literal translation means he plays with Aliv Yosson. What does it mean? What's going on over here? What is the Seder HaYoyim that we're talking about? What is specifically the Mischuk with Aliv Yosson? So the Maharal over here in Chiddush HaGadol has Arichus Neiro to explain this Gemara. And we'll just bring the Ikar Inyan that he says, but just to know that there's an Oymek Lefrim, Oymek, and it's Kedai to see it inside. The Maral explains that Ikar, this point of the Gemara, is to tell us that people think there's one of the big fears in the world, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chalilo created the world and left the world to be on its own. He's not involved anymore in the day-to-day operations. This Gemara is coming to tell us that that's completely not true. Every single day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadesh betuva b'cholim toyin ma'aseh bereishis, and he goes through the process of what the world needs. So the first 3 hours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is yoshev oisek b'toyro. The toyro is the concept of what the world is. You can add, we know, we always mention, istakel b'oraiso b'oralmo. The world is the creation that comes from the toyro. So yoisek b'toyro means you're busy with the toyro, which is the shayrish, the source of all the nivroim in the world. The second stage is dealing with the Nivroim. That's the din. The din is to come and judge, are the Nivroim deserving, not deserving, and if they're not deserving, you have Shituf Midas HaRachamim. And then comes the third stage, we actually support and sustain the Nivroim and give them what they need. So that's the Mahalach in the first 3 stages of the day. What is the fourth part of the day? Says the Maharal, Yoshev Esoichik Yim Aliv Yosson means that he connects to the Bria. It's not the Bria Gashmis, Aliv Yosson is not a physical Bria. It's a Bria Ruchnis, it's a spiritual Bria. Kvoga connects to it. And the Maharal adds that to be playing with something means that you connect to something. Usually playing is looked at in a derogatory way because it means that someone is playing with something which is Shtusim. He's playing, he's surrounding himself with something which interests him, that he wants to connect to. What do people play with? They play with their games. It's a game. But when you speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu playing, that means he's playing with the essential thing of the world. When he connects to the Ikar HaRotzon, the main will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does the Maharal mean? So my Rebbe, Ramesh Shapir Zatzal, used to mention it many times, and this Nekudo, we printed it this summer in the Sefer Nechus Yomo, which is the Sefer on the Agatas of Rav Abrachan and Bo Basro. And there Ramesh went to explain a little bit the Inyonim of Livyosan. And he brings this Maharal and he explains a little bit more. He says the name of this Rebbe, Rabbi Yo Dessler, he says like this, what's the idea of mesachek, of playing? When a kid is playing with a game, he's completely connected to the game and there's no alternative motives. There's no other reason why he's playing the game. He's not playing to achieve anything in order to make money, in order to get support. He's playing in order to enjoy the game. All he wants, all his will is in the game itself and nothing else. That's a true idea of mischuk, of playing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Bria because he was right saying this Bria, the way this Bria is. There's no other rutsa, there's no other tachlis that we're doing the Bria to get to something else. From the perspective of human beings, of what we know and what avodas Hashem that we have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Bria because he was right say bo'ilomai. Yismach Hashem b'maisov. His simcha is when the world is what the world's supposed to be. Livyason means lashon livui, something escorting. When the world kivyachol is escorting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means the world is operating the way it's supposed to be. That's the Ikar HaRotza HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to do what it's supposed to do. And Mesachik Yim HaYolamo means that his Ratzon is his will connects to the Ikar thing that he wants of the Bria, which means the Bria itself, that the Bria should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For us, it's hard to understand. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want the Bria? What he needs us for? We don't understand this. The Ramchal is busy with it. But the point that the Gemara is telling us is that it doesn't matter why, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to have the Bria. But he wants to have the Bria b'shleimus, so when the Bria is mislave elov, that's what he means. He's misachek im alivyoso. The alivyoso, which is the rotzon of Bria, the way the Bria should be, that's what he wants. He's kivyachol playing without no any other motives or destination. And the Arizal's brought down the Livyoson is the gematria, numeric value of Malchus. Malchus is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants in the world. The world is coming to be Mamlich HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a connection, a full connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Bria. So this Gemara is teaching us, says the Maharal, how the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is busy with the world until you get to the Iker Mischak, which is a connection, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world. And the Maharal concludes and says that these four parts of the day are connected to Yud Kei Vov Kei. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.